mistake. Turned into his albatross, says he, I'm heading back. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for Mizzenhead? I'd love to settle down near Bintry Harbour. Said Brendan to his albatross, he said. But to make it fast, he bent the mast and built up mighty steam. Around Terra del Fuego and up the warm Gulf Stream. As he crossed the last horizon, Mount Brandon came in sight. And when he cleared the customs into Dingle for the night, when he got the spuds and bacon, he went to douse the drought. Well, he headed west to Crooger's to murder pints of stout. Around be Ballyferritter and up the Connor Pass, he freewheeled into Brandon. The saint was home at last. Is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for a Mizzenhead? Oh, I'd love to settle down near Bintry Harbour. Send Brendan to his albatross, he says. The entire population came, the place was chock-a-block. Oh, love nor money wouldn't get your nose inside the shop. The fishermen hauled up their nets, farmers left their hay. Kerry people know that saints don't show up every day. Everything was going grand till Brendan did announce that his reason for returning was to try and set up house. All the girls were flabbergasted at St. Brendan's neck, to seek a wife so late in life and him a total wreck. Is it right or left for Gibraltar? Do I take for a Mizzenhead? Yeah. Well, I'd love to settle down near Bintry Harbour. Said Brendan to his albatross, he said. Oh, worn out by the rejection that pierced the poor man's pride. Be God, says Brendan, if I run, I'll surely catch the tide. And turning on his sandals, he made straight for the docks. And hauling up his anchor, he cast off from the rocks. As he sailed past Inishfickalon, there stood the albatross. I knew you'd never stick it, but 'tis great to see a bass. I'm bailing out, says Brendan, I badly need a break. 2 weeks of looking at fungi, it's more than I could take. Is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for Mizzenhead?
You're right.
I'd love to settle down near Bintry Harbour. Said Brendan to his albatross, he said.
Good morning, it's 9:03. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Yes, well, that was Christy Moore with the Raggle Taggle Gypsy and St. Brendan's Voyage from his album On the Road. It is 9:03. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and we are going to segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. For those of you in the know, you may realize that this is the week of the summer solstice. Let's be gladsome, light and gay on this good midsummer's day. So we'll be having some music and the reading of the calendrical information for you. And I'm sure that if you hunt around, you may find people celebrating more than likely this coming weekend. That's what happens when you have holidays in the middle of the week and people are still working. Alrighty then. This first piece I just discovered is truly not a traditional piece. It was written by Shirley Collins' first husband, called Dancing at Whitsun. And then we have something else behind that. And this is performed by the group The Crucible, Love and Money.
Each Whitsuntide in a dress of white linen and ribbons of green, as green as her memories of loving. Feet that were nimble tread carefully now, as gentle a measure as age to allow. Through groves of white blossom and fields of young corn, where once she was pledged to the fields, they are empty, the hedges grow free, no young man to tend them or pasture go see. They have gone where the forest of oak tree before had gone to be wasted.
Thank you. Welcome to 1,000 years of... Amazing to think, starting there, that we're going to end up beyond Jerry Lee Lewis.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Of all the trees that grow so fair, old England to adorn, greater are none beneath the sun than oak and ash and thorn.
Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oak of the clay lived many a day, or ever an began. Ash of the loam was a lady at home, when Pratt was an outlaw man.
Thorn of the downs or New Troy town, from which was London born. Witness here by the ancient try of oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
You that is old in Churchill bold, he breedeth the mighty Paul. Hold it for share to wise men choose, and beach for cups or soul.
But when ye have killed them, your bullet is spilled, and your shoes are clean and worn. Back ye must be for all that ye need to oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Elm she hates, mankind and waits till every gust be laid, to drop a limb on the head of him that anyway trusts her shade.
And whether a lad be sober or sad, or mellow with ale from the horn, he'll take no wrong when he lieth along with oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oh, do not tell the priest our plight, or he would call it a sin.
For we've been out in the woods all night, a conjuring sudden her in. And we bring you news by word of mouth, good news for cattle and corn. Now is the sun come up from the south by oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
England shall fight till judgment
tide by oak and ash and thorn.
Good morning, it's 9:20. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is our midsummer show. We heard Baker's Velvet. They put out exactly one album called Lady of Autumn on Old and New Tradition. It was two couples who sang together, and Very fine it is. Dave Weber and Annie Fentiman, who formed one of the duos, have still continued to record and sing Dave's songs. Oak and Ash and Thorn, of course, comes from Rudyard Kipling's Puck of Pook's Hill. That's a wonderful rendition of it. Before that, we heard Richard Thompson. This is how he led off 1,000 years of popular music with Summer Is A-Coomin' In. And as I mentioned, we started off with The Crucible with Dancing at Whitsun. I first heard Maddie Pryor and Tim Hart doing this song. I thought it was a traditional piece because it just sort of seemed to fit so well. But as it turns out, Shirley Collins tells the story of this in All on the Downs, her latest book. And it was her first husband who wrote this piece because he didn't like the fact that she made fun of the old ladies at the Cecil Sharp house. And there's quite a bit more in that book, including the fact that one of the reasons why they parted was because first husband was very fond of jazz, and she just could not get behind that. Shirley is a traditional folk song person through and through. All right, then. Enough history. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore. And this is June 18th. The Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. Very hot weather, now seasonable, which is really true. Guard against sunburn and sore feet. June the 19th. Both the native wild strawberry and the larger garden variety descended from imported New World strains are now fruiting. And this is true here too, though the birds have eaten most of our strawberries. Andrew Board's Dietary of Health of 1547 notes, "Raw cream eaten with strawberries is a rural man's banquet. Yet I have known such banquets hath put men in jeopardy of their lives by the excess thereof." I don't think it was the strawberries and cream. I think it was the alcoholic beverages that went along with it. June the 20th, with Midsummer Eve so close, be sure to keep your house clean. This is from Richard Corbett's The Fairy's Farewell, circa 1625. "Farewell, rewards and fairies, good housewives now may say, for now foul sluts and dairies do fare as well as they, and though they sweep their hearths no less than maids were wont to do, yet who of late for cleanliness finds sixpence in her shoe?" Yes, that used to be the reward that was given to the children who helped clean the house. June the 21st, the summer solstice, and the longest day of the year. Seek out St. John's wort against Midsummer Eve. The virtue of St. John's wort is thus: if it be put in a man's house, there shall come no wicked sprite therein. That's from Banks Herbal of 1525. John Aubrey, notes that a house or chamber somewhere in London was haunted. The curtains would be rashed at night and awake the gentleman that lay there. Henry Laws, to be satisfied, did lie with him, and the curtains were rashed so then. And the gentleman grew lean and pale with the fright. One doctor cured the house of this disturbance. The principal ingredient was hypericon, or St. John's wort, put under his pillow. Lavender is also a prime thing for ease of sleep. You don't have to put it under your pillow if you just put it under the corners of your mattress on the bed. It will do the same. If the cuckoo is heard on June the 21st, it will be a wet summer. June the 22nd, the sun enters the house of Cancer. And this is, as usual, brought to you by the Calendar of Shepherds of 1604. The man born under Cancer shall be avaricious. He shall love women, be merry, humble, good, wise, and well-renowned. But he shall have damage by envy and strife and discord among his neighbors. He shall have often great fear on the water. He shall find hidden money and labor sore for his wife. At 33 years he shall pass the sea and shall live 70 years after nature. The woman shall be furious, incontinent, soon angry, and soon pleased. She shall be nimble, serviceable, wise, joyous, but shall suffer many perils by water. If any person do her a service, she shall recompense them well. She shall be laboring until 30 years, though I have to say for myself it was more laboring until nearly 66. And then have rest. She ought to be married at 14 years, did not happen, and shall have many sons, also did not happen. She shall live 70 years. So I am in my 70th year. We shall see if I am here next year. As well the man as the woman shall have good fortune and victory over their enemies. June the 23rd is actual Midsummer's Eve, or Johnsmas Eve. Whose night is one of the most uncanny and dangerous of the year. To protect your house, buyers and beasts, against fairies who are known to roam abroad on Midsummer Eve, gather the herbs of St. John before dawn on June the 23rd, while the dew is still on them. These herbs are St. John's wort, mugwort, plantain, corn marigold, dwarf elder, yarrow, ivy, vervain, and orpens. They should either be made into garlands and hung on the door, or burnt on the midsummer fire to drive off the spirits of the air. At midnight on Midsummer Eve, walk seven times round a church clockwise, sowing hemp seed. Yes, it is now legal to obtain this product in Massachusetts. Hemp seed I sow, hemp seed I mow. Let him that is my true love come after me and mow. Then look over your left shoulder and you will see the form of your destined lover following you. June the 24th is Midsummer Day, so you can see it's not synonymous with the solstice. The feast of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. St. John was the herald and precursor of Christ and was born 6 months before him according to Luke chapter 1, verse 36. And his nativity is therefore celebrated today, 6 months before Christmas Eve. Do you see what happened there? Yes, indeedy. Despite the fact that everything in the Gospels says that Jesus was born in the spring, Christmas Eve is now the birth date. Since Christ himself called John a burning and shining light, this is from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 35, it is also appropriate that he should be commemorated at this midsummer season, and fortunate for mortals that such a powerful saint watches over this dangerously pagan festival. Because St. John's emblem is a lamb, he's a patron of shepherds, and because he lived on locusts and wild honey, he protects beekeepers. June the 25th, make prognostications from the breast and stomach, which are governed by Cancer, and seek cures for them. Well, if I had paid attention to this, I might have been able to capture the breast cancer sooner, but since I just heard on the radio a woman saying that she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer, and apparently she didn't mention the breast cancer gene, but she said she's a triple negative, so that even though she had a 6 month checkup, a mammogram in the fall, if she had waited until her yearly mammogram, she might have been in sore straits indeed. So women, check yourselves. That's the moral of the story. Don't rely on the mammograms to detect small cancers. Back to the music.
Be well in the wild world. Seasons as they heard his voice sing. I'm the horned god, I'm the face in the trees, I'm the breath of the wind that rustles the leaves. I'm the green man in the wildwood, I roam Kernanus, I'm Pan, and I'm King. Darkness and cold in my cloak I will bring, but on winter's nights to me you will sing, till the air around me starts changing. And on the noon of the solstice I'll give up my crown to the light and the mighty, O King. I'm the horn god, I'm the face in the trees, I'm the breath of the wind that rustles the leaves. I'm the green man in the wildwood, I roam Kernanus, I'm Pan, and I'm Hearn.
Ah,
Good morning. It's 9:55. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We are going to close this solstice show out with Phil Thornton's Summer Solstice from his album Solstice. In the meantime, what you heard was that was Valerie who did Gwydion Penderwyn's The Sun God from Songs of the Old Religion. Sadly, I just heard that she had passed. If that's the case, good journey, many voyages, we will meet again. Prior to that was Dave the Bard with Noon of the Solstice from Spirit of Albion. Lorena McKennett gave us The Stolen Child. The words are from W.B. Yeats's poem. She first did that on Elemental, but I think I took that version from her Knights of the Alhambra. And we started off that set with Caitlin Matthews singing the Wildwood Chant from her album Deep Well in the Wildwood. And that was, R.J. Stewart doing the flute music there. And he accompanies her throughout that. And the last I knew, you can get that album on RJ's website. So just Google RJ Stewart and look for the website where you can purchase stuff. And the album is there.